and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Live back in Captain America's underpants, it's the Stephanie Miller Show after our triumphant dinner theater engagement in Schenectady yesterday.
It was Beverly Hills.
It's a Fleabag Hotel. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It was Merv Griffin's Beverly Hilton's.
Fabulous. Wherever it was. Oh, that is a warm crowd, isn't it, Jim? Those television critics.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of clinking and slurping and staring. All right. That's why they don't normally let us out of the zoo here.
Right.
6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. A good time was had by all. Go Team Current. How fun was that?
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I am still recovering. My eyeballs are recovering from being that close to Gavin Newsom. It was, wow.
I was right next to him.
Right? Isn't it? It's just, I mean, he's incredibly smart and funny and charming, but he's the best looking human in the world.
He is. And he's got a Bill Clinton-esque charisma.
Yeah, he does.
Really see him going.
I told him I love his show here on Current, but we have a plan for him. He needs to stick with the program. Governor of California, president, let's go here. He needs to work with us.
And he seemed to like that idea.
Yes. He seemed to cut into that.
Yes. I think he's thought of that before.
On. We had Cenk, who was awesome, yep. Governor Granholm, mm-hmm. Governor Spitzer,
Jackie?
Well, Jackie, we want her with us live all the time now.
She was fun.
In the fort. All right. I feel trapped in my little mime box now. All right. So, and we had a big announcement yesterday. Current orders a TV documentary on Sexy Liberal. Yep. Going to be airing in September. Very exciting. Backstage stuff. Ooh, it's behind Sexy Liberal. And let me tell you, there is some that goes on.
Yeah.
And everybody's in it. Hal and Aisha and John, and it's going to be fabulous. It's going to air in September.
Yep.
It's all kinds of stuff. It's behind the scenes. It's, at my house, I think. I don't recall. I was drunk, but I'm almost certain they did a shoot at my house.
We get to see the inside of
yes.
Stately Miller Manor.
The bridal path and everything.
Wow. Right.
Even the bat pole?
Yeah. What? And a big show today. We have David Bender coming up, who interviewed Gore Vidal many, many times.
Yep.
Former and future, Alan Grayson. Squee. another one that makes me go from gay to questioning. I don't know what's happening. Squee. Our new regular, Mudcat Saunders. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Mudcat.
Another one that makes you go squee.
Squee.
Yeah.
Just that voice makes me go squee. And Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson of the great state of Texas. Yes. Lots of good doing. Here we go.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Bullfightstrategies.com. So inviting to me. Who's 2 years old yesterday? Dexter Von Frisch is.
That's right.
How
it's
is
his big birthday.
How is our little handsome romantic Dexter?
He's doing good. He's sitting on the floor right next to me.
I picture you as someone that does a really extravagant birthday party. No.
Well, we had dog bones at the dog park.
Oh, I thought you'd go fancier. All right.
Now I will say people need to look forward to this documentary of you. I was backstage while they were shooting some of it, and
I'm still
scarred for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, being backstage will scar you.
People get very handsy.
I now know. Let me just put it this way. I now know what it's like to be the pole at the Itchy Kitty.
I'm always just happy to see you, Carl. That's how it is. Speaking of Gore Vidal, you tweeted one of your favorite lines of his. 50% of the people won't vote and 50% don't read newspapers. I hope it's the same 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy,
oh,
boy
fingers
howdy.
Crossed.
Yeah.
I mean, just to riff on it, I mean, if 50% of this country think the media has a liberal bias, foolishly, I hope that 50% doesn't vote.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Carl, let's dive into the right-wing world for some more of that right-wing foolishness that we've come to know and love. Oh, really? Right out of the box?
Yep.
Evil Uncle Chuckles? It's Pat Robertson, Jim, on the 700. Why did I know he was going to be pro-homophobic chicken?
I love me some Chick-fil-A.
The gays have just gotten the media microphone and the megaphone, and they're shouting. Whoever heard this, a man says, okay, I believe in traditional marriage. All right, big deal. the next thing you know, these people are having sit-ins, they're having demonstrations, mayors are calling for people not to eat chicken because the head of the chicken company says, I believe in a marriage between a man and a woman. How ridiculous can you get? It's America, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody said don't eat chicken. Don't eat that chicken.
Right.
Don't eat biggity chicken.
No, and you know what? Dan Cathy didn't just say he supports traditional marriage. He gives money to hate groups that say awful, vile things. I mean, one of the things that WinShape, which is the charitable group that prophets of Chick-fil-A go to, they give to the Family Research Council, and they spent $25,000 to lobby the U.S. federal government so that they wouldn't come out and condemn the Kill the Gays bill in Uganda. That's where that money goes. And
was it
yesterday? I'm not surprised, by the way, that... What's that?
Was it yesterday, this Chick-fil-A appreciation? Because I was...
Yeah, it was.
After I'd been... First of all, I'm playing hurt today because I threw my back out doing Sexy Liberal, and then I threw my back and my knee out being on heels yesterday in front of TV critics for 13 hours. But I drove by one. Where's the one? On Hollywood? Or
Sunset.
And there's somebody
Sunset
with
Highland.
Somebody with one of those God signs, Carl. I'm like, really? In Hollywood? I am so cranky. Get out of my way.
But they also want to extradite homosexuals. And
They supported Uganda.
And they're also pushing the idea that all gays are pedophiles and all kinds of ridiculous nonsense. It's not just
two things. One, Steph, you should ask Chris for advice on how to stand on heels all day. And two, it's not surprising that Pat Robertson would stand up for Chick-fil-A. As we all know, he now operates 24 hours a day high. So
that's true.
He's just standing up for his munchies.
Wait, what did I miss?
Today it's Chick-fil-A, tomorrow it's Doritos.
Yeah.
A different snack a day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be Funyun Day at the 700 Club. All right. Really? Sarah, I'm so cranky today. Really? You inflict Sarah Palin on all of us?
She's talking about Chick-fil-A, too.
I'm Greta Van Susteren.
Somebody who wants to protect our Constitution, all of our constitutional rights, including that freedom of speech, should speak out on behalf of this individual whose business is being harmed by those who are intolerant and are bigoted and are hypocritical because they don't agree with this man's personal opinion and the sentiment that he shared, and they want to see him shut down and shut out of some communities. That is the most narrow-minded and intolerant view that they can take. Very hypocritical. So those who protect the Constitution, all of our rights, I would think, would stand up and be proud Americans and say, thank God we have our First Amendment rights.
It's not about First Amendment rights. Nobody is taking away your First Amendment rights.
You can say whatever you want, just that you get their consequences for things you
say. Exactly.
Well,
you can say whatever you want, and then we have a right not to to buy your product.
No.
Well, we also have a right to protest. You know, we have this right to protest and to freely assemble in protest, and that happens to be enshrined in the First Amendment. But any day that Sarah Palin is lecturing me is a good day.
And I'm sorry I wasn't paying attention because I thought the run-on sentence police were going to arrest her midway through that.
Has
she ever said anything in fewer words than I?
No.
Yeah. Okay, Sean Hannity.
Freedom of speech and freedom of religion are under attack in America. Now, over the course of the last week, we have watched as the left has demonized the owner of Chick-fil-A for daring to speak his mind about same-sex marriage, threatening to boycott and ban the fast food giant. But today, supporters turned out in droves for Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. But while conservatives are out supporting freedom of speech, the Obama administration's assault on religious freedom is back on the forefront as the contraceptive mandate officially takes effect today.
Huh?
What? Wow, how did he tie that
now
in?
That
contraception with Chick-fil-A?
Wow.
That was some map making to get to that point that would make Nick Cage jealous for the next National Treasure movie. Wow.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, if we just have to reiterate the point, the mandate is not an infringement on people's rights. And the whole issue was blown up by religious fundamentalists.
Yeah.
We have to remind people, Catholic universities, Catholic institutions were already offering people these benefits in some of their health care plans. And furthermore, they were offering Viagra to men in their health care plans, regardless of whether or not those men were married. So certainly they shouldn't be too upset that women are going to be able to have access to birth control whether or not they're married and whether or not they're having sex.
Chris knows it's a very important issue for me. When he comes to my house, he can't even get through their living room. There's condoms everywhere, contraception left and right.
Because you're having so many sex with so many men.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you have such a need for condoms.
Every kind. I got every kind. Everything. What do they have now? What sort of stuff?
Magnum ribs for her pleasure.
Is there still foam? What is there? An IUD? I'm a little...
I feel like you're bragging at summer camp. It's just not believable. You're going to tell us about your boyfriend from Canada now?
Yeah, in the Niagara Falls area. You wouldn't know him.
It's like the penis version of the bags of sand line from the 40-year-old virgin.
His name is Draven Goosom.
Yeah. My fictional boyfriend. Okay, Rush Limbaugh.
Just hold an aspirin between your knees.
Rush Limbaugh.
There's a lot of you that are not crazy about Romney. He's not a conservative. I get that. I understand it. And who knows? There may be some of you that if he picks somebody you don't like, that you say, harumph, harumph, I'm staying home. And you might, fine. You want to destroy the country? Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead. Destroy it. You're not serious about stopping Obama? Go ahead. You pick somebody you don't like as the VP. I just don't see, once Election Day gets here, that the vice presidential choice could cause people to stay home and thus guarantee 4 more years of what would end up being the end of the country as founded as we know it.
Wow. Somebody's sounding a little panicky. Didn't he just two days ago said Mitt Romney's going to win in a landslide no matter what?
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, speaking of birth control, I mean, if anybody wants to see the number of children born in the United States go down, they should either listen to Rush Limbaugh, because who would want to have sex after that?
Right.
or they should elect Mitt Romney, because who would want to have a child in a country that's run by Mitt Romney? This is actually pretty smart. I think that we're going to see the vice presidential running mate announced any day now.
Because
the only thing that Mitt Romney can do to get his taxes and his bane and his gaffes all over the world off the headlines is announce his running mate.
Oh, to inject the sizzle of the teapot or the Portman. Sure. That'll...
Well, you know, they're going to be exciting compared to Mitt Romney.
Go ahead, honey.
I was hosting for Tom Hartman yesterday, and I did a little poll, and everybody thinks it's going to be Tim Pawlenty, and I think that's just perfect.
Really?
I think it is.
All right, Carl, wait, we're going to talk more about that. Carl Frisch and the 2-year-old Dexter Von Frisch in the sidecar.
Did he get a new birthday scarf around his neck?
A jaunty one. All right, just a smidge more right-wing world with Carl. Carl, next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Kid tested, John Conyers approved. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. I love our discussions during the commercial breaks.
What?
Is that too dirty to play on the air? I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll put a link up to the Conan O'Brien. What's the bit?
He has a new character called Chaz the Intolerant Chick-fil-A Chicken.
Awesome.
And it... Yeah. It's
funny.
It's very, very funny. It's this ratty-looking chicken puppet that is intolerant.
Is it intolerant chicken?
It's an intolerant
of
chicken.
Of course. All right. Yeah. All right. Here's Carl Frisch rejoins us to finish up Right Wing World. Stuart Varney on Fox and Friends. Oh, and our friend Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren is going to play a very significant role in the presidential campaign, not just the Senate campaign in Massachusetts. She's been given a prominent role at the Democrat convention, a keynote speech right there in prime time. Mm. She's going to back up President Obama's left-of-center policies, calling for a new stimulus program. She's a collectivist, just like the president. She's anti-private enterprise, just like the president.
What?
She's going to have a very significant role.
Wow!
And as American, I'm appalled that this sort of thing can happen here in this country.
Shouldn't he be in London helping to celebrate the Olympics?
Yeah, getting stuck on a zip line along with the London mayor.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren is a perfect example of the great things that are going to be happening at the Democratic convention in North Carolina. And if people are really excited about Mitt Romney, I can understand why they would. If you think about it, August, Tampa, Mitt Romney. I mean, what kind of excitement does that generate?
Wow, a bunch of frizzy bad hair and Mitt Romney. Awesome. All right, Carl Frisch, love you. See you next week, honey.
Have a good one.
Oh,
you too.
Sorry. Oh. You know what? You didn't put my box back together properly.
I did.
You did not. We go on the road, and my boxes will never be the same.
It's dirty. Your box is dirty.
Well, you put stuff back in there wrong.
Well, it's not like I'm good with boxes or anything.
You're doing it wrong. Okay.
Well, Chris is putting stuff in your box. He's obviously doing it wrong.
All right. By the way, Eric Erickson. Still nice they named him twice?
No, he's not very nice, though.
From redstate.com.
He's a Vikinger. He's a Viking.
He boasted that Chick-fil-A will cater their convention, that little, what's that thing, Red State gathering?
Oh, yeah, the Red State thing.
Yeah, this is the fourth annual. The fourth annual Red State gathering, they've decided to make their support of anti-gay causes a focal point. That's what they'll be celebrating.
Great.
Erickson has, in the past, compared proponents of gay rights to Nazis.
Yep.
His headline was, Gay Rights Proponents Act Like the Third Reich.
Yep.
Nazis, by the way, Jim, you probably know, we're not really known for their pro-gay agenda.
No. They invented the pink triangle badge.
Yes, they did.
I believe Mediaite says, history does not record the quality of Nazi chicken sandwiches. We don't know about that part of it.
They were the first. I see.
By the way, Jackie writes, Steph, I'm down here in Alabama, and this was yesterday.
Right.
And it's today's Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. I saw a Chick-fil-A bag everywhere at work.
Yeah.
This is life in the South, where the only movements that people can get behind involve a combo meal, where self-righteous bigots are sitting proudly at home as if they'd cured cancer instead of boosting Dan Cafe's profits. On a lighter note, my husband and I have VIP tickets to the Seattle show.
Hooray!
They're so excited, almost here. I bought them forever ago.
They're traveling from Alabama to Seattle?
Are you kidding? They're in Chick-fil-A appreciation world down there. They got to get them some sexy liberal.
I guess so.
September 29th, get it, go. Tickets going fast. And then Columbus is up next, August 18th.
Whoa.
And I believe we're going to have another major sexy liberal announcement, I think. What's today? Tomorrow. I think it's going to be tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
All right.
Eunice in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Eunice.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is the first time I've ever got through to anything. I mean, literally anything.
Oh, this is so exciting.
First, I want to say that I'm a sexy lib, progressive lib, and I'm also a sexy retired Navy wife.
Yay!
And my birthday's Saturday, the same day as the president.
Yay! Oh, you're so excited to be you today.
I'm excited about everything. This is just me, and I kicked my husband to the curb.
Yay! Okay.
What I was calling for was
Turn your radio down, please.
You guys should use that sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You have to say it like that, though.
All right.
But anyways, what I was calling for was that I'm getting, you know, kind of ticked off about some in the media and some in the press and some on radio that you know, won't call Mitt out on his crap.
Oh.
On his crap. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why we're here. Yay.
Yay.
All right, Eunice. Thank you, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe time to maybe adjust the medication, just a skosh. Yeah. Okay.
And turn your radio down, because every time she heard it in the background from 8 seconds ago, she said it again.
Yay.
So it was like a loop. It became a loop.
It was Pavlov's yay dog.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Yay. She was going all Michelle Bachman on our ass there. Yay. It's okay. Maybe one of the orange pills, half of the green one. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back. David Bender to talk about Gore Vidal next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you,
Stephanie Miller,
who insisted on performing despite being ineligible for a kindergarten talent show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Time to return. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
Bender. Bender. Slowly I turned.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, David Bender.
Just munching a little Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
You know, it's clear that if enough of these people queue up and eat Chick-fil-A, they're going to then need the Affordable Health Care Act.
That's true. Yeah, it is deep fried chicken.
In a sad irony, David Bender, you're correct. So you interviewed Gore Vidal many times over the years.
Last 6 or 7 years, he was my most frequent guest. It was one of the great privileges of my life to interview him 10 times. I went back and looked at some of them yesterday, and he was one of a kind. Mm-hmm. There was really no one like him, which is exactly how he wanted it. He was an iconoclast. He was most famous for the enemies he made. I remember along with my dear friend Grover Cleveland going to the Democratic Convention in 1968 and watching him live on national television get into a fight with Bill Buckley.
That's right.
Buckley Jr.
And I don't know, Chris, do we have a little, it's a very brief clip.
Yeah, this is a very famous clip. Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley in 1968.
The only pro crypto-Nazi I can think of is yourself. Failing that.
Now listen, you right, stop calling me a crypto-Nazi.
Let's stop calling
I'll
names.
You in your goddamn face, and you'll stay plastered.
Love that. The whole video is awesome because people just
fought with a different intellect.
Yes.
Like in a noble coward play back then.
Suck you in the face.
You gotta understand what was going on is that they were there to debate issues. They had Howard K. Smith, the anchorman from ABC, sitting in between them, and I think he thought he was going to get slugged. And the phrases, if it's hard to pick out from the audio because they're talking over each other, is that Gore called Buckley a crypto-Nazi.
Right.
And in return, and realized that in 1968, this word did not exist in public discourse, he called him a queer. And he said, shut up or I'm going to sock you in the face and you're going to stay plastered.
Yeah.
But here's the astonishing thing. Here's how far we've come to our Chick-fil-A moment in 2012. ABC could play the phrase crypto-Nazi. That was okay. But they bleeped the word queer because you couldn't say queer on television.
Wow. Well, this is the thing that, obviously the documentary Celluloid Closet, he talks in there about the fact that he added covert homosexual subtext to his screenplay for Ben-Hur.
He did, and Charlton Heston never forgave him for that.
Damn you all to hell!
We had a long talk about this, and Jim Ward, you, I know more than anyone, Miss Gore Vidal, because no one could articulate the conspiracies that underlie American politics better than Gore Vidal.
Let's listen. This is part of your interview with him in 2006. Okay, here we go.
In the long run, we have got to get rid of this gang before this gang gets rid of the American Republic entirely. And it's already half gone. It's going to take 50-100 years to get back to where we were before the year 2000. They have wrecked the Bill of Rights. They have wrecked the voting system, allowed it to become tyrannical. And they've established tyranny. And tyranny is something to be feared. The Founding Fathers certainly saw it as a possibility for us. If we had bad people at the helm, we have bad people, and tyranny is just around the corner.
Mm. Yep.
Tyranny is just around the corner, and he was saying that in 2006 at the height of the Bush administration. He meant Bush, he meant Cheney, he meant Rumsfeld, he meant those folks. But he could be talking about the Koch brothers, he could be talking about Karl Rove, he could be talking about Citizens United. In fact, in essence, he was.
Yeah, yeah. David, here's you have obviously a sixth degree of Gore Vidal. Here's mine, because we all have one of them. Mm-hmm. He wrote, of course, the novel Myra Breckinridge.
Yeah.
My best friend, Wanda, who you met, played Myra Breckinridge at the Edinburgh Theatre Festival with me back in college. So that was my favorite Gore Vidal. what about yours?
Myra Breckinridge, and this should explain everything you need to know about me, was one of the first books I ever read. I was 12. Actually, when I was 11, I read his first political book. And, you know, he wrote a series, probably the best books on American political history. It started with a book called Washington, D.C. in 1967, and then it included Burr and Lincoln and 1876. And all I can say to anyone, the half of America that reads newspapers should be the half that reads these books. If you want to understand our history, he was probably our greatest living historian in terms of making history understandable to people who were not in the weeds, who really wanted to understand who these people were, the founding fathers, our great leaders. His book about Lincoln is magnificent.
Can I just say the most illuminating thing about that whole thing you just said is that you were a baby political geek. You were reading Gore Vidal books when you were 11?
I was a baby political geek who then read Myra Breckinridge, and that made me a baby political gay geek.
I picture you exactly as you are now, only smaller.
It's like Poindexter shrunk.
So, screenplay obviously for Suddenly Last Summer, for Caligula. He had such an amazing, huge body of work.
It was an incredible body of work. The Best Man, which is revived on Broadway right now, I actually saw it not long ago. Incredible revival there. Dimming the Lights on Broadway in honor of this great playwright, but he was an American original. His father amazing thing. His grandfather, Thomas Pryor Gore, was the senator from Oklahoma. As a very young boy, maybe 8, 9, 10 years old, he would read to his grandfather, who was blind. He was a sitting senator was blind, and it was Gore who read to his grandfather and learned about history and learned about government literally on his grandfather's knee. His father, Luther Vidal, invented TWA, founded TWA.
Wow.
I mean, this is incredible.
I didn't know all of that. Wow.
David Bender is...
While having an affair with Amelia Earhart, by the way.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, Gore Vidal didn't have an affair with Amelia Earhart.
David,
no, he didn't. But he had a partner of 53 years, Howard Oster.
Oh, wow.
And he said the secret... and for anyone listening, here's Gore Vidal's advice about the secret of a long-term relationship.
All right, hang on. Let me get a pen. All right.
Yeah.
This won't be hard, Steph. Don't have sex.
I thought he also said, I never turned down an opportunity either to be on television or have sex.
He did, but not with his partner.
Oh,
okay. He was a swinger?
Other people. He lived in a house in the 50s in upstate New York with Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. They were closest friends.
Wow.
He was godfather to their child, and his quote at the time is, he said, always a godfather, never a god.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. Fascinating stuff, David. And the only last thing we want to know is, when you were 11, a little baby political geek reading Gore Vidal books, did your parents ever say, go outside and play? What's wrong with you? Are you a freak? What's wrong with you?
My parents thought I was from Mars, so they really tried to keep their distance in case I had a death ray.
Here's a baseball. Go outside. All right. David Bender, great stuff, honey. Talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
All right, love
thanks,
you,
David.
All right.
Wow.
Man, I was just doing the, William F. Buckley, you know, bit Saturday night, and I was thinking, well, I can never do that again now that Gore's gone. But I think next time I can have them meeting in heaven, but it'll turn out they're in hell because they have to be with each other for all the time.
Yeah.
it's become, I think in honor of that, we have to do a William F. Buckley singing milkshake, though, don't we? I'm just saying.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
All right, okay. Hang on. Okay. We're getting it.
There you go, waiting.
Here we go.
Stephanie Miller.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Their lives better than yours. Their might, it's better than Gore's. I can teach you, but only in return for substantial remuneration. Of course, all bets are off if you are lactose intolerant.
Playing the hits.
All right, we apologize to our radio listeners who can't see the freaky Mel Buckley eyes.
Yeah.
You have to be watching on Current to see that.
Lizard tongue.
All right, Richard in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, if you are bigoted and hateful and phobic because you oppose same gender marriage.
No, that doesn't make you bigoted and hateful.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's what the whole Chick-fil-A thing is about, then wouldn't the opposition to a Christian believing in the way a Christian should believe that marriage is a man and a woman?
Not all Christians believe that.
Consistently in the New Testament, that is the pattern. There is no such thing as any other form of marriage. So,
oh, sure there is.
Okay, but if we follow everything in the Bible,
can I finish?
Well, it's my show, so no, I get to talk. Generally,
isn't it bigoted and phobic and hateful to Christians and Christianity?
Not to go to Chick-fil-A because I don't want to. No, it's not bigoted.
It's not hateful.
Then should I call every single business and every single restaurant I want to eat in and find out what the beliefs of the owner
no,
is?
No,
so
Richard, this is the point that we've been making. He didn't just state his opinion.
Right.
That's
gives
fine.
Gives money to causes that are want to extradite.
The and Focus on the Family are hate groups? I mean,
Focus on the Family? Yes, they are a hate group.
That is a dangerous place you're heading. I mean, that's exactly what happened in the 20th and 40s, in the 20th century, in Germany.
Oh nice Hitler
Richard.
Reference,
yeah.
Buddy.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. God. Hitler put right. gays in concentration camps.
Yeah.
Once we hit Hitler, do not pass go. All right. You can state whatever views you want.
Absolutely.
You can give money to whatever causes you want.
And people have a right to not...
To call you out on it.
Right.
That is not taking away your First Amendment rights.
You.
Stop your whining about
How
that because it's
you.
Not happening.
How dare you not eat our crappy product? You have no right not to eat Chick-fil-A.
All right. Wow.
You will be force-fed Chick-fil-A until you cheer up.
Who would have thought these far-right whacks would be so sensitive?
Yeah. And get so
cranky. Criticism.
And get so cranky about me talking on my own
I
show.
I know.
All right. 46. After
Isn't
the hour.
It hateful to say something I disagree with?
I think he's taking away my right to free speech. Look at the Captain America's underpants.
It
what name do you see there?
The Stephanie
do you see
Miller.
Idiot from Illinois? No. That's what you All right, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Be a reporter, not an opinion person.
It would never occur to me to think of myself as anything other than a reporter.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Former and future. Squee! Alan Grayson coming up next hour. All right. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Or you know what would have been funny if we could have changed the name on that sign to some idiot from Illinois instead of Stephanie Miller? Because
some right wing tool from Illinois. Yeah.
You're the bigots by forcing people not to eat Chick-fil-A
at
gunpoint.
So what he's basically saying is that they're allowed to voice their opinions, but they don't want to hear anything in response to said opinion.
No.
Right. That's
otherwise, if you do respond, then you're a bigot.
The First Amendment allows bigots to spout their hateful talk. And everyone else needs to shut the hell up.
Yeah. Okay.
It's right there in the Constitution.
It's another story about how nobody likes Mitt Romney. This one about...
Another one.
Romney CEO-style rankled Massachusetts lawmakers. What worked for Romney in the corporate business world didn't fly in the more raucous corridors of the Massachusetts legislature. His top-down corporate management style rankled Democrats who overwhelmingly controlled the Massachusetts House and Senate at that point. But somebody made a good point in this article. They could prove insight to how he'd handle a Congress that would be politically divided.
Yeah.
He's running on this thing that, Barack Obama said he was going to run a hope and change. You know, but he didn't bring people together. Mitt Romney, he's used to this. Look at the way he's behaved thus far in the primary. It's like the coronation's taking too long. He's not used to, you just do what he says. He's the CEO.
Oh, and by the way, Rafalka just hit the stage.
Oh, it's Rafalka Day!
Yes, it's Rafalka Day. So Our best wishes to Rafalka.
Our best wishes to Rafalka. The point is, nobody really likes me.
Everybody really likes something, but nobody really likes me from me. Everybody really likes something, but nobody really likes Mitt Romney.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right, Cordell in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Cordell.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Moops. I'm going to try to maintain my composure because the idiot that you guys had on earlier is what I had to deal with all day yesterday online, not only from the right, but from some people in our own party who are telling me consistently that I need to keep my mouth shut and I should not be expressing myself on these types of issues. It's like they don't even want me to have the ability to speak out and discuss my feelings on this topic.
Yep.
You know, it's getting me to the point right now to where I don't even want to give my money to certain businesses anymore. Why the heck should I spend my money in a country that doesn't even want to accept me, you know, because I just happen to be gay? I get it from different people.
No, you know, Cordell, I think Melissa Etheridge made this point on our show once, is why should I pay taxes when I don't get the same rights that everybody else does? I mean, there's so
and
many.
And she pays
points.
a lot of taxes.
Let me just tell you. California would be even broker than we are if she didn't pay her taxes. David Bender writes that one quick thought about the boycott. How about divesting in South Africa to end apartheid? Yep. How about not eating at Woolworths to oppose Rachel's discrimination? So, you know, it's like...
Rachel discrimination?
Listen, Rachel, if you don't like Rachel Maddow, there's something wrong with you. Why can't I work with people that just ignore my blunders rather than highlight them?
Because they're so funny.
Don't you see my name in big lights back here? All right.
I can unplug that if you want.
So can I.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. But it goes to Jim's point. This is not, you've got every First Amendment right you need in this country. We have a right to say we don't,
you know. Have the right to shut the hell up.
Yes. All
you
right.
You have the right to Mike agree
in,
with me.
Mike in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Mike.
How you doing all? Yeah.
Good.
Hey, to show my solidarity with the gay community, I promise that when I go to Chick-fil-A from now on, I'll piss them off by just eating the straight chickens. That'll proportionally increase the number of gay chickens, which should force them to call it gay Chick-fil-A from now on.
All right.
Chick-fil-gay.
Someone was saying we should open up a gay...
Patton Oswalt said we should open a restaurant and call it Chick-fil-A. Hey.
It's a gay Chick-fil-A.
It's a gay chicken restaurant.
Hey, girl.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. What's double snaps, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look who's on the phone.
From Ohio, it's the John and Pam Show. It's the John and Pam Show.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby cakes.
I love you guys.
You're so cute.
We love you guys too.
Pardon me?
We love you guys, too,
okay.
And I am going to let John talk.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to get a kick out of this, I hope. I got Mitten's lineup for his staff. We got Vice President is going to be Glenn Beck.
Okay, awesome.
Secretary of State is going to be John Bolton.
Mm.
The Treasury Secretary is going to be Newt Gingrich.
Oh.
Defense Secretary is going to be Ted Nugent.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Attorney General is going to be Mitch McConnell. And Secretary of Labor is John Boehner. And Education Secretary is going to be Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, you kids worked out a skit for today. That's terrifying. That was fairly terrifying. Pam.
I have to ask a question. I made him give me the phone. I have to ask this question about Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, now it was labeled, supposedly, as Customer Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Now is he going to, the owner...
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to maybe donate all that extra money that he got to charities and things?
Oh, God, no.
Well, anti-gay charities, maybe.
Well, once it's funneled into the Windshape Foundation, which is his foundation, yes.
Yes. And I'll tell you something else, sweetheart. I bet that sucker don't pay our tax, the percentage that we pay on our taxes.
Yeah.
He probably rates right up there with that darn Mitt Romney.
Oh, you almost slipped there, Pam. All right. Thank you.
I know, honey. I got to watch this old heifer mouth.
I love them so much. I want them to be my grandparents.
I want them to adopt me. I do. Yes. All right. 58 after the hour, back with former and future Alan Grace and much more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. If I were a dressage horse, they'd be putting me out to pasture now.
Are you feeling okay?
I threw my back out Saturday night at Sexy Liberal, and then yesterday I was in high heels for 14 hours, being a little dressage pony for the television critics. Oh, and then Bill Press and I did some local television interview where, you know, they have to be just unnecessarily adversarial, just in snarky about the president.
Oh, really?
And liberals. Great. And I was just, I was in no mood at that point. I punched him. Okay.
What, you punched Bill Press?
No, I punched the reporter. No, I didn't. I'm just... Okay. 7 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. What a show we have coming up. A former and future Alan Grayson, also Mudcat Saunders. Very, very exciting. He's going to be our new regular. We love him so much.
Our new Thursday regular.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, it's an unsolicited testimonial to Saturday's Sexy Liberal. From Susan. Love and hugs. Stephen Mooks, what a wonderful show Saturday night. Pantages. I took my little sis to celebrate her 65th birthday. Wow!
Her little sis is 65? Wow.
An entrance to socialized medicine. Yes, I'm an old great-grandma, in fact. And an old... She's an old hippie. An old liberal from way back. Hmm. We had meet and grow up, and man, were they great. Everything was side-splitting. Rob Reiner, Lily Tomlin, such terrific surprises on panel. Y'all kept us in stitches. My sister lives in Pahrump, Nevada.
Wow. That's Art Bell land.
Right, Art Bell land. So she's not been able to hear your show till recently when I showed her the internet links, so everything was new to her. She's now a fan. Yay! Meet and greet was the best. I was completely tongue-tied when I met you and just blathered. You were so kind and warm. Yeah, I'm warm. That's the consensus.
F and A.
I am delightful. It was easier to talk to Chris. He reminds me of a friend of one of my kids. Yeah, Chris. Who's intimidated by Chris? Okay. Laura writes...
I've been told I look intimidating. I don't think I do.
No, you look into... Then you talk to you, and you're so mush-muffin.
I'm a little cuddy teddy bear.
Yeah, you are. Mm. Laura writes, staff, yes, we made the schlep from Akron to Madison in April to Sexy Liberal, but it just so happens we have a wedding in Columbus the very same weekend Sexy Liberal comes to town. We thought, why not?
Oh.
Yeah. Why not stay an extra day, laugh ourselves silly once again? P.S. Ever noticed liberals adopt the cutest rescue dogs in the world? It's true. So handsome and romantic, and we'll see you in Columbus.
Hey, Columbus, we've got the cure for what makes you K-sick.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Stephanie Miller and her sexy liberal crew are coming to the Capitol Theater on August 18th.
What a fun, sexy time for you.
Join comedic geniuses Hal Sparks. John Fugelsang.
Fox News is like a mecca for people who hate mecca.
And talk radio goddess Stephanie Miller.
It's the most action I've had, not in how long.
As they help Columbus rediscover its funny bone.
Who's laughing now, huh? I'll tell you who's laughing now. We are!
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, at the Kappa Ticket Office, or by calling 800-745-3000. This is truly the show that will put the back in Ohio. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show, coming to the Capitol Theater on August 18th. Buckeye State, you're going to love our nuts.
You're going to love my nuts.
Yes, all right, we'll see you there. Next one up. And a couple of big announcements yesterday. Sexy Liberal documentary airing on Current in September. And Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang got his own show on Current.
A nighttime
show. Going to be coming
show.
Up in the fall.
Yeah.
He's developing a primetime show for Current. It's our first spinoff. He's moving on up.
He's like our Jeffersons. If we're all in the family, he's Maud.
John Fugelsang is our Maud. How many times have we said that?
Exactly.
Oh, Walter. All right. Oh, and a hate letter. You know why you can tell it's a hate letter right away? All in caps.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A comment, get a life.
Okay.
Mm. I don't even know who it's from. I can't tell. Somebody nicknamed the fish.
The fish.
Liberalism.
Is that who you are? What you smell like?
Oh, they're referring to the Michael Savage books right away. You know, it's someone well-read.
Oh, okay.
Liberalism is a mental disorder until you read the book written by Michael Savage. You will not understand what they are. They, that meaning us, I guess. Christians have been under attack for thousands of years. Remember the Romans feeding the Christians to the lions? Yes. Here is the link. Oh, I see. So there's a direct right from there to the Chick-fil-A controversy. There's been a constant attack on Christians.
Sure.
From when the last Christian was eaten by a lion to the homophobic chicken sandwich was eaten.
Uh-huh.
That's a straight line.
Okay.
Okay. Here is the link where you can read up on liberals. They are totally insane. Order the book and read it more than once. You will understand that you are not dealing with rational people. They must be exterminated.
I see.
They are a disease to the human race.
So you're the rational one. I see. Liberals must be exterminated. Yeah, Hitler tried that.
Oh, another Hitler reference.
They must be exterminated. I'm sorry, you missed the final thing. They are a disease to the human rack.
The human rack?
R-A-C.
The...
No, E. Race.
Oh,
spelled wrong.
The human rack. Oh.
Yes.
A disease to the human rack.
Of course,
sure.
I would say that because I'm a...
Because you're a chick, you've got a rack.
A disease to bad spelling, but all right, whatever.
You got a rack.
I'm a disease to the human rack. Thank you. No, it's not even rack because there's no K. Just rack.
Rack. Rack.
All right. Oh, and this is a complaint letter for Jim. Jim, it's for you. Harumph. It starts harumph. I have a complaint from Michael, Steph, and the Mooks. During Monday's broadcast, Jim wisecracked that the Romney children brought their robot-like father a horse mask to appease the missus in his life. Jim quickly blurted out, "I wonder which end of the horse," or something like that. It caused me to laugh so hard. I damn near caused an accident. I don't think the drivers around me thought it was funny as I did, especially as I careened about trying to see through tears. I therefore demand Jim apologize to the other drivers on Highway 30 in St. Helens, Oregon, for this outrage. Nobody hurt. I did have to stop and collect myself for the trip back to Portland. Love always, Michael in Oregon City. Jim, apologize to the drivers on Highway 30.
I'm sorry to the drivers. I made someone laugh while driving.
Shafe in the chat room
yes.
wants to know if that last writer played the rat card.
Yes, clearly.
You would say that because you're a disease to the human rat. Okay. Eileen in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Mama. Hi, the Mooks. It's
Hello.
An honor to speak with you. I'm first timer.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Love you.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about these multi-round clips.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to start by quoting one of my heroes, Wanda Sykes, mm-hmm. when she said, "If you need 100 rounds to shoot a deer, remind me never to let you pee in my bathroom."
Hilarious.
Frankly, even a 20-round clip is way more than any hunter needs. I know plenty of hunters. I have hunted. Most hunters, they want to utilize part of that animal after
right.
they kill it.
Right.
And if you use 20 rounds, well, you can't use the meat, you can't use the hide, maybe you can mount the head on your,
yeah.
which is kind of gross, but, you know, the Native Americans always said that you use as much as you can of that animal that you have just slaughtered.
Well, I mean, I think, Eileen, I'm not sure who it was. Maybe it was Dianne Feinstein that said that. It's just, why do military-style weapons belong on the streets of our cities? I mean, and by the way, this was, I don't know if you saw this, because obviously it's a lot of factors. It's not just guns. It's mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
But so the suspect in Aurora, Colorado, came to the attention of the Threat Assessment Committee at the University of Colorado, but no further action was taken because he left the school.
Yeah.
He was seeing a psychiatrist, this Dr. Lynn Fenton. She was a key member of the university's threat assessment team, the group of experts were responsible for protecting the school from potentially violent students. So I guess by early June, she had informed other members of the team about concerns regarding him, but then he withdrew. You know, it's interesting. A lot of experts, though, say that should have been a red alert.
Yeah.
One threat assessment expert said, you know, I think that's the signal you should intensify your efforts, not walk away. Under those circumstances, most well-trained threat assessment teams would have gone into action. There's a lot of blame to go around, but yeah, I mean, you would think dropping
kind of
out of school
flag,
is right
yeah.
is a red flag, you know, but it's just, ugh, What a shame, the whole that whole thing. All right, let's go to Connie in Minnesota. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Connie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I'm exhausted again. I called a few weeks ago, and I was tired, and I'm still tired. My husband's a Republican.
Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world.
I know. My husband's a Republican, and I'm a Democrat, and that is just tiring in itself.
Yeah, right. Exhausting.
And anyway, now, he doesn't seem to think that Mitt Romney should have to show any more taxes. And I said, you know, a few years back when we wanted to get our first home, we had to show more tax returns than this guy feels he has to show now.
Thank you.
And we were just buying a house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This guy wants the trust of a nation.
Right.
And he won't show it. And his wife a few weeks ago commented that you people don't need to see more than 2 years.
Yeah, it's arrogance. It's mm-hmm. entitlement. That's
you
it.
And people. And
you
it's,
people
and
are slowing down the coronation.
It's so frightening.
Yeah,
it's just frightening.
It's disrespectful
to
the
man wants to be president, right. And he hasn't even been elected, and he's going around the world insulting people already.
Well, you know, Connie, I think that this is you bring up a good point. This is an issue I think that really does resonate, because you're not the first person that's called in and said, I had to give more tax returns to get a house. You have people that go, I had to give more to get this job or do this. I mean, Harry Reid's right. He couldn't get appointed dog catcher. You couldn't get any appointment. You couldn't get through any Senate confirmation hearing, and he wants to be leader of the free world? I mean,
does he think all he has to do is maybe pee in a cup because he could probably pass that drug test, and that's all he has to do?
Yeah. Have we thought about that? Maybe he's doping. How do we know? All right. It's during the Olympics. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, someone sent me an e-card that said, let's hope that our Olympic athletes are better at cheating than Kristen Stewart. She's the girl from Twilight.
Yeah.
Cheating with them on Robert Pattinson. Okay. The point is, it's 17 minutes after the hour, and kids...
You made a joke about someone you don't even know anything about.
I know who she is. She's the girl from Twilight that's dating the other, was with the other Twilight guy. Now they're having a custody thing over Bear, their dog. I know a lot more than you think.
Wow.
Okay.
Name one other movie she's been in besides Twilight.
She's her director and cheated on what's his name?
Name one other movie she's been in besides Twilight.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There goes a man right.
There goes a Chick-fil-A.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
I'm guessing Fred Schneider won't be eating at Chick-fil-A.
No. Hey, guess what? Vice presidential buzz around Paul Ryan swells to a crescendo.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie? I won't go! You can't!
You'll have to leave Congress. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I hadn't heard that one, had you?
Yeah.
As Mitt Romney,
he's one of the three that are mentioned the most.
It's increasing in intensity.
White
The budget monster buzz. Several pundits have been citing convincing polling data suggests that Ryan would be the best compliment. Oh, this would be just lash him to that Paul Ryan budget. In June, a CNN poll showed 58%, that's almost 60, Jim, of the public opposes Republican plans to reform Medicare, while only 35% support them. So I say, go for it.
Yes. Fully.
Fully on that, Mitt.
Great idea.
By the way, can I, this gal called in the other day, she's running for Congress in she called out of the blue, she's running for Congress in the, where is it, 6th District in Illinois?
Illinois, yep.
Her name is Wanda, and I just got to say, we'll have her on again.
Yeah.
What a story. She told us a little of this.
Yeah.
But I thought this is just a perfect. She said, it's a whole biography. She's a wife to United States Marine Corps vet and union worker. She's a mother, a social worker, a citizen's candidate for the U.S. Congress. But the true evolution of my journey began. She told us about this. She had a devastating ATV accident. She's a T6 paraplegic. Prior to my accident, I worked full-time, but I couldn't keep my private health insurance because I no longer work. While in the hospital, a social worker helped me apply for the government social safety net programs that would allow my family to survive. During that time, I was blessed to use nearly every program available. I applied for Medicaid, Social Security assistance for the Department of Rehabilitation, Meals on Wheels, Illinois Valley Centers for Independent Living, Medicare free school lunch programs for my kids, Pell Grant scholarships.
Wow.
At age 32, I never thought I'd be on Social Security. However, had it not been for these programs, my family would have been homeless and I most certainly would have been dead. I refused to be a victim with the help of my family. She went to Illinois Valley Community College, graduated with a degree, went on to complete her undergrad work with honors at Aurora University, master's in social work in 2011.
Wow.
While going to school, raising a family, adjusting to a very different life as a paraplegic. I still worked a few part-time jobs because, contrary to what some say, public assistance or entitlement programs do not lead to a life of luxury. They allowed me to survive.
Yeah.
They allowed me to move forward. Upon graduation, she became a licensed social worker. Certified alcohol and other drug counselor, went to work as a hospice social worker, working with dying people and their families as they move through this difficult phase of life. I've spent the last 9 years of my life navigating the social safety net for myself. Now I no longer rely on any of these programs, but I help others navigate them. I'm a testament to the effectiveness of these programs. I'm running for U.S. Congress to protect our social safety net for those who need it in the future and correct the existing problems within the system that encourage long-term dependence. I have no personal agenda other than to see our government function properly for all citizens. I simply think it's time for a change. We need common sense members of Congress who will speak for those who cannot speak for themselves.
How about that story? Private islands. What? What's the big deal?
So just take some money out of your Cayman Islands bank account
and use that. Yeah.
Wanda Roll is her name.
Yes.
Anyway, so we will hopefully speak to her again.
We will.
All right. Let's go to Jerry in Mississippi. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Hi. Go ahead.
I would just like to talk about two things right quick.
Yep.
I would like to talk about the hypocrisy of Fox and Friends.
Uh-huh.
And where they try to call out Harry Reid for his his lies.
What are they saying are lies about?
They're about Mitt Romney's tax return.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they.
How would they know he's lying unless Mitt Romney releases his tax returns?
You know how it is. And the second thing I want to talk to you about is I think you and Gavin Newsom would make pretty babies.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Steph's at an age where she's not making any babies.
Shush! He could reactivate them.
Make your eggs squishy again?
He could make me a girl again. Yeah. Who was it? What was it that Hal said last week? I think if you replaced Brian Kilmeade's brain with a canned ham, no one would notice.
Yeah, right. That's very true.
So there's that about Fox and Friends. Jamie in North Carolina. Hi, Jamie. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hello, Jamie.
New watcher to the show. Love it. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Just want to talk about the hypocrisy of all these guys who are talking about Chick-fil-A and the thing about free speech and, you know, you can't boycott Chick-fil-A. These are the same crowd and the same people that boycotted the Dixie Chicks for their free speech.
Exactly. Bam, nothing but net.
Yep.
Sure. Good, very, very good. That's a good analogy. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, that was okay to put their records in a pile and burn them.
Right.
But, yeah, you can't. I don't get it. It's literally like they scream about it's squelching free speech when it's something they don't like.
Right, when we're just criticizing what they said.
You should be forced to eat Chick-fil-A.
And by the way, censorship is the government shutting down free speech.
Exactly.
You know, us criticizing each other has nothing to do with censorship. Right. So stop with that nonsense.
Have the power to do that.
But besides, I have too much body dysmorphia to eat that crap. 20 minutes after the hour, back with Alan Grayson next on The Stephanie Miller Show. We have Langley Falls, blossoming new comedian,
Stephanie Miller.
Don't blow it. Your material's as tired as your face.
True dat. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, be still my heart. Squeeze.
And now it's time for Congressman Alan Grayson and your chance to
former and
face
future
the Grayson.
Good morning, former and future.
Good morning. You know, somebody walked up to me in a cafeteria a few days ago and said to me, hello, former and future.
Oh.
And it wasn't you.
It's catching on.
Well, we know it. We all know it. So former and future, how about that Mitt Romney European vacation?
Yeah, I thought it was actually a National Lampoon movie.
Yeah, I'm telling you, look, someone's ripped us off. We did this bit. He's Clark Griswold.
Yeah. Chevy Chase has to play him in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't write this stuff, can you?
No, I can't. You probably could, but
I
can't.
Yeah, you're right. I scripted it. I'll admit it.
It does seem like a Stephanie Miller parody of Republican candidate trying to look serious and good.
You know, it's interesting, though. I mean, you think that nothing could distract from, you know, that he's trying to distract from his taxes or the Bain stuff, but there's former Governor Ted Strickland again yesterday.
He may have paid no taxes at all in some years, but we don't have any way to know for sure.
This is obviously what Harry Reid said. I mean, what do you think?
Well, the scary thing is that somebody could actually get away with it. You know, run for president and not pay taxes for years and years, and nobody might find out. That's scary. That seems to illustrate some kind of flaw in our democracy, that you could just brazen your way right through that.
But is he going to be able to? I mean, we were saying yesterday, I mean, it really seems like he's going to dig in his heels and not do it, which would just give you more reason to think there's got to be something really bad in there like that, right?
Well, he released 1 year in the primary in order to placate his own people because the polls showed that he was tanking. Maybe the same thing will happen again, and the same thing will happen again.
Don't you think it's significant, too, though, Alan, that it was he released them from like a year ago? If he's running really on his business expertise and as a businessman, he's not allowing us to see any of the years when he was actually in that business.
Right. And more importantly, we're not allowed to see any efforts that he made, maybe extreme efforts to engage in tax evasion. I mean, as it is, he ended up paying 14% of his income in taxes when he made a gazillion dollars. That's the year we know about.
Yeah.
What about the other years?
Yeah. That's the thing is, will he be able to get away with this kind of arrogance? What was it, ABC? He said, oh, well, I have to look at that. I'll get back to you. Well, of course he didn't.
Yeah, he's not going to get back to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get back to them on November 7th.
Right.
Exactly. Speaking of taxes, here's the president yesterday.
Under my opponent's plan, who do you think gets the bill for these $250,000 tax cuts? You do.
You know, Alan, I sense that this is going to play out differently this time, the Bush tax cuts. What do you think?
Well, I think at this point, most of the public recognizes that the right wing is just acting like babies. They keep whining over and over again about the deficit, and they don't want to do anything about it. The president's proposal restores and continues the tax cuts for 98% of the population, and the remaining 2% have to pay a little bit more, basically their fair share, so that we can reduce the deficit by $100 billion a year.
Well,
if you're going to do anything about the deficit, it seems like a pretty good way to handle it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the president, listen one more time yesterday.
He's not asking you to pay more to invest in our children's education or rebuild our roads or put more folks back to work. He's asking you to pay more so that people like him can get a big tax cut.
Exactly.
I feel like it's a perfect storm, isn't it, of the perfect candidate running against him that, you know, at the same time this Bush tax cut fight is going on again. I mean, it's so more clearly making the 99% versus the 1% argument, don't you think?
Of course. I mean, look, Mitt Romney wants a tax cut for the rich because Mitt Romney wants a tax cut for Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It's obvious.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think? I got to ask you about Ted Cruz, the Tea Party candidate, ran and won in Texas for the Senate seat. And I know because you got some Tea Party.
For the Republicans.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You've got some Tea Party challengers in Florida. Is there any extrapolation between that? I mean, Texas is obviously Texas.
Well, look, we're seeing this all over the country, everywhere from the West Coast to the East Coast. The Tea Party has taken over the Republican Party, and the most right-wing extremists are the ones who are winning one primary after another. And this is the new Republican Party.
Well,
it's the Tea Party.
And I thought he said it best. Here's Ted Cruz. Here's who the leaders of the Republican Party are.
I want to thank the national leaders who have stepped forward. First and foremost, Governor Sarah Palin.
Governor?
I want to thank Senator Rick Santorum, Sean Hannity.
Wow.
Really?
Sean Hannity, the new leader of the Republican Party. Well, there you have it.
He is. You listen to Sean Hannity's show, you listen to the speeches given 6 hours later on the floor, House floor by Republicans. It's the same material.
Yeah.
They get all their talking points from Sean Hannity. Yes, he is the leader of the Republican Party. It's been that way for years.
Well, I mean, and here's, would you like some fun facts about Ted Cruz? I mean, this is, he believes that George Soros leads a UN, a United Nations conspiracy to eliminate golf. he wants to gut Social Security. He co-authored an unconstitutional proposal claiming two or more states could simply ignore the Constitution's command and nullify the Affordable Care Act so long as they work together. He's an Islamophobe. He's one of these people that says Sharia law is an enormous problem in the United States. It goes on and on, right?
Well, for his group, every time you said one of those things, they'd say, yeehaw!
Yeehaw! I mean, it just, what's his name? King, right? Who's the Tea Partier, Chris, I'm thinking of?
Steve King,
the stunning Steve King of Iowa. He literally said he's a birther, as you know. He had during a teletown hall, he was asked about his views whether President Obama is an American citizen. He noted his staff had investigated the matter, found birth announcements in two Hawaii newspapers. However, he went on to say that his parents might have announced that by telegram from Kenya.
You know, this is what they do when they've got no answers. They just try to distract people. And they have nothing to say about 24 million Americans who still can't find full-time work. So they get into the president's religion, they get into my religion, they get into the president's supposed ideology. You know, if the president's a Marxist, I think I would have seen it by now. I had pretty close contact with him in the past 4 years or so.
You would have sussed that out.
I would have sensed it somehow. You know, I just gotten a certain vibe off of him. And they just make up nonsense and pretend that it's true. It's the making up stuff party.
Alan, what about your do you have more than one Tea Party challenger in your race?
Yes. The primary is August 14th, but they're all right wing wackos. They have to be to have any hope of winning a Republican primary, and that's just as true in Florida as it is anywhere else. Maybe more so in Florida.
Should we go to congressmanwithguts.com, do you think, if we wanted to help in some
way? I think
way?
So. I mean, for instance, if it offends you, as it offended me, that somebody said, one of my opponents said a few days ago, that I'm the most anti-Christian member of Congress in history, simply because I'm Jewish. Maybe he feels the same way about Jesus. Jesus is the most anti-Christian historical religious figure, because he was Jewish, too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and here we are, whether it's Chick-fil-A or it's, you know, the Affordable Care Act, which you obviously, you know, you and I have talked so much about health care. They literally they enlist women on their war against women. This is Representative Anne Marie Burkle, Republican of New York.
This is not about women's health. This is about the largest assault on our First Amendment rights.
What? Huh? To be able to have because contraception is covered in the Affordable Care Act, and that's kicking in.
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, she has a point. Maybe she can just talk in a certain way and nobody will get pregnant. Isn't that how it works?
But, I mean, here we go again.
If money is speech, then speech is contraception.
There you go.
Yes, it's only logical.
Yeah, but, I mean, here we are again, Dan Quayle's spawn, Ben Quayle.
Religious freedom is one of the bedrock principles of our democracy. And yet today, that freedom is under attack.
Uh-huh.
What about my religious freedom? And for that matter, what about the fact that we actually have to deal with problems in this country rather than deal with personal attacks? When Rush Limbaugh said just a few months ago that President Obama had a deep-seated animosity toward white people, I think most people recommended that there was something deeply demented about that comment. And it's the same thing when Todd Long says, I'm the most anti-Christian member of Congress in history. Can we please talk about real stuff?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I literally, you know, we've had a string of calls this morning about that, you know, this is, Chris, what did Sarah Palin call it? It's, you know, squelching freedom of speech. If you decide not to eat at Chick-fil-A.
It's censorship, she said.
Yeah.
But no, it is very, very revealing that all these Tea Party people love greasy, crappy food.
What's the correlation? And they most are going to need the Affordable Care Act, ironically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Goes right to their veins.
Yep.
All right. Congressmanwithguts.com, and the congressman, former and future himself, is a delight.
Thank you. You give my life meaning.
I love you. Talk to you soon, honey.
Bye-bye.
He's just His humor is as dry.
Dry. Dry as the Sahara Desert.
The desert. I feel tumbleweed.
It's as dry as a Chick-fil-A classic without mayonnaise.
And yet I sense he means that. Yeah. I do give his life meaning.
Sure.
Okay. Pat in Wisconsin real quick. Hey, Pat. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Alan just stole my line.
Oh, no.
That's what I want to do. Let them eat it. They're either going to understand Obamacare better or they're going to leave us. And, you know, isn't that what Alan said, is to die quickly?
Well, that's what he said the Republican plan is.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Damn it, Jim. You made me snarf on my keyboard again. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah!
Everybody dance now!
Stephanie Miller.
Party! Dance, everybody! Make it hot in this party! Don't stop! Move your body! Rock this party! Dance, everybody! Make it hot in
all right,
this party!
Okay, dancing.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. It's just one long party, isn't it?
It is.
And we're going to have another pool party this weekend. Also, all our current
You're
friends.
You're wearing me out.
I know, right?
I don't
right?
have a weekend to myself anymore.
Woot, woot, woot. We're such geeks. We all actually hang out together all the time. All the time. Outside of work, we got nothing
We're
else to do.
We're required to go woot, woot.
Yeah, woot.
But you
woot.
Know, if we say no, then you'll fire us. So
yeah,
we have
well.
To.
No, paid friends, got to have them. All right. You know, I'm like the Mitt Romney here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the shooting off my mouth again.
Governor Romney, just a few questions, sir. You haven't taken but three questions on this trip from the press.
Off my mouth again.
There are a few things that were disconcerting.
I just can't wait to shoot off my mouth again.
Like you, Mr. Leader.
The gaffes I've made are making enemies from friends. And I can't wait to shoot off my mouth again.
Tonight for Mitt Romney.
On the road again. With the stars stretched on the top car down the highway.
The head of MI6.
Will it never end? Insisting that the world be seen just my way, or the highway.
A few things that were disconcerting.
Off my mouth again. I just can't wait to shoot off my mouth again. The gaffes I've made are making enemies from friends. And I can't wait to shoot off my mouth again.
Woo, Rocky Mountain Mike. See the Willie Nelson who we just had on last week, huh? Okay. Lenny in
Jeez.
Wisconsin. Jeez, Hi, Lenny. Hey, Lenny.
Hi, how you
Hi.
Doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, like I've been watching your show and listening to you and all this, and the one thing that seems to bother me is that when they talk about the Chick-fil-A thing, that nobody is stressing the fact that they have been discriminating against their employees for like 10 years, and like a lesbian's cooking, and they find out she's gay, and they fire her. And the reason that Rahm Emanuel and the aldermen in Chicago are fighting this is not that, you know, what you said, it's the way they're treating their employees. And everyone
yeah.
seems to be ignoring that.
No,
you know,
I think
like,
we were saying that it's not just that he said I'm for, you know, marriage between a man
yeah.
and a woman. It's that he gives money to, you know, causes
right.
that hurt gay people.
Well, that being said, I'm not sure that Chicago alderman and the mayor of Boston were right in saying that they were going to ban that business
well,
from their
cities. Well, that's what Bloomberg said, that you can't.
I'm not sure that that was
no.
right of them to do that.
By the way, a Bush appointee has struck down DOMA.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right? Another court has overturned the Anti-Gay Defense of Marriage Act. Blah, blah, blah. No, they rule no conceivable rational basis exists for this provision. Judge Vanessa Bryant, she was appointed by President George W.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore ruled the DOMA violates the equal protection principles incorporated in the Fifth Amendment to the United States
the
Constitution.
The fifth dimension of the Constitution.
I started drinking at the current VIP luncheon yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because it was a very long day.
Oh.
Well, I just...
Hey, cabin. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I know that after the show, I know that after the show, you said that you got some kind of current account and that you were going to order all kinds of champagne and drink it.
I did not do that. Do not get me in trouble. I did not do that, Corinne. I thought about it.
come on up. Come up to my room.
I had a break after the morning, after we finished the broadcast, and I had a break. I did a couple interviews, and I'm sitting there.
A couple shots.
I think I texted you and Jackie. I'm like, it'd be wrong to start drinking from the mini bar at 10:45. And I think the consensus was yes.
Yes.
That's yes.
Yes. Well, I did not.
I actually had to go
go
home.
Go ahead, Kurt. Check my bill. I didn't do anything.
Oh, boy.
I remember when we were on the road, the guy who's trying to kill you for the insurance money.
Yeah.
Made sure there was no mini bar.
No mini bar in any room.
Oh.
There was a place where a mini bar should be.
Yeah. There was a lighter rectangular spot on the carpet where a mini bar had been sitting for years.
I remember his wife stood up for me and said, Ron, that's very controlling. All right. So with a new billboard, the Romney campaign. Wow, it's like a parade of gaffes.
Yep.
There's a Romney campaign showcases small business that directly benefited from Obamacare. Roofs. Huh. They're up with a new billboard touting another small business owner upset with President Obama's out-of-context remark that businesses don't succeed on their own, but rather with help from federal government programs. But like so many of the small businesses the Romney campaign has trotted out in recent weeks, Tanya Burns and Associates, an insurance brokerage firm in Florida, is yet another beneficiary of federal spending, and not just any federal spending. Her firm has helped clients reduce their health insurance premium thanks to the Affordable Care Act, which Clinton has pledged to repeal.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Shape in the chat room says, you were just trying to test the limits of complimentary.
Complimentary means I'm not paying for it.
Someone
else is. All right. Mark in California with the Rafalka update. It is Rafalka Day, everybody.
Yep.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi,
guys.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I'd never heard of dressage in my life.
Yeah, who
and I've been waiting for it at night. Never comes on. I was watching you. Just happened to flip over to Microsoft NBC, and there's Rafalka.
Oh, it's on MSNBC.
Oh, Rafalka, yeah. And she's in, what did you say, in 12th place now?
12th place, yeah.
Oh,
the
dear.
Germans pretty much got cinched up, but I had never heard of it. And, boy, if you're going to be taking your horse out and those things are on the road, you better move over because they walk sideways. They tap dance.
They're dancing.
I don't get it myself.
Yeah, they're not walking sideways. They're dancing. It's choreographed. We don't know.
Fossy.
Right. We think by Marcus Bachman. We don't really know.
So the athlete is the horse and not really anybody else.
Yeah. That's why I don't forget why they call horseback riding exercise. I'm like, what is it for the horse? It's exercise for you.
Well, you have to kind of stand.
Who gets the medal?
Stand or something.
Who gets the medal?
I don't.
It's not the horse.
I don't know. GOP report finds no connection between the White House and Fast and Furious. What? Oh, no.
Oh.
What's Billy in Texas going to call about now?
Oh, just you wait. He's calling next hour, I'm sure.
Yeah, here it is. GOP report finds no connection between White House and Fast and Furious. Despite insistence from GOP leadership, the White House was behind the so-called Fast and Furious gun-walking program. A report from House Republicans released Tuesday names five officials at the Bureau, the ATF, as culprits in the misguided effort. The indictments in the report contradict Boehner's insistence that the president invoked executive privilege over the Justice Department's information on ongoing investigations to protect his personal interests. Tommy from Columbus sent me this and also asked, when will ISA apologize to Eric Holder and the American people for pissing away millions of dollars on this show trial?
Yeah.
We're waiting.
As soon as he apologizes for giving us Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then crying like a bitch over it because he wanted
to be the governor. Jim Ward! He did. He cried like a little gal. Those of you may not know the news because out here in California, Daryl Issa, he was behind the recall of Gray Davis because he thought he was going to get elected governor.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Arnold Schwarzenegger got into the race, he cried like a little gal.
That's right. Maybe he was hormonal from all the steroids he was taking.
That could
allegedly.
Be. Allegedly. I would like an investigation.
We won't know until he releases his tax returns.
Right.
Exactly. All right.
It might set off car alarms.
Yeah.
58 minutes after the hour. Back with our new regular. I don't think we've ever done this on one visit.
Nope.
We fell in love. Dave Mudcat Saunders joins us next as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Pictures up from L.A. Sexy Liberal. Tickets to all our upcoming events. Another big Sexy Liberal announcement, I believe, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, my.
With John Fugelsang?
Oh, my. Yes! John Fugelsang, a Sexy Liberal, who just got his own show on Current that will be debuting in the fall. My first spinoff. Very, very exciting.
He's Maud to your Archie Bunker.
Yes. He is my Maud. He will, the Sexy Liberal documentary airing on Current in September. All yep. Very exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting, it's not often we just geek out about a guest coming up next. What do we just say? Mudcat!
Mudcat!
Excellent!
All right. I don't think this kind of magic has ever happened. We had him on once, and we called him and said, "You're a regular now, sir."
Yes.
Welcome to Thursdays. Dave Mudcat Saunders joins us now. Hey, Mud!
How you doing, Steph and guys?
Hey, Mudcat.
We're just really excited about this. How are you doing?
I'm doing just lovely. We're just, you know, continuing to add staff to build fortifications for the incoming that's sure to come at some point.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, Mud, we got a lot to talk about, but let's talk about your race. You're obviously Wayne Powell, amazing candidate in Virginia, up for Eric, going to be running against Eric Cantor. You got to tell me this latest. I read your piece about what's going on with Eric Cantor in this, what is it, the Stock Act?
The Stock Act.
Yeah.
Precisely. What the Stock Act did was, I think it came out of that Spencer Baucus mess, and they wanted to curb inside trading by members of Congress and their staffs and families. Well, what ended up happening was that the Senate version comes out and the House version comes out, and mysteriously is, I guess, the word you use, because
sure.
They've told any number of different tales, the Cantor's office have. The spousal exemption showed up in the House version in a different section of the bill. Well, the problem with this is that Eric Cantor's spouse is a partner in a company called Alternative Investment Management.
Right.
They're close to a $1 billion company. They've got $135 million hedge fund in the Cayman Islands.
Oh,
and it's, you know, it's not hard to connect the dots on that one, why he would exempt his wife, you know, from the insider trading provision. And, you know, at some point in time, of course, CNN broke this story, I think it was Thursday, 2 weeks ago, the day of the shooting.
Right.
Or the night of the shooting, so it was just covered up, you know, in the news. But this is going to, you know, resurface, and we're going to obviously peel his hide off on it because he deserves it.
Well, I mean, it is interesting the way this whole thing went down, you know, as I'm reading your blog, that, you know, Eric Cantor obviously is the one that stripped the provision, and so...
Didn't deny it.
And then I love this. They when Cantor's office, when they knew they were caught, his office acted to CNN hadn't written down their first answer by saying, since new information has been brought to our attention with respect to this discrepancy, so obviously the information not new to Cantor, he was the one who changed it and moved it to a different section of the bill in the first place, right?
Well, I mean, the HuffPost piece is, you know, the title of that is, you know, new information is Cantor's for I got caught.
Yeah.
he got caught red-handed on it, and it just, you know, this guy is the smuggest human being that I've ever been around in politics, and he has a right to be. When you can raise money the way he can raise money, and it's selling votes is all it is, and he takes the money and he throws it back to Republican candidates to get them elected so they can vote for him for majority leader, and I don't think John Boehner would deny this under oath. He's going after John Boehner's job.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you also make a point in here of that, you know, Cantor, of course, was TARP's head cheerleader in the House, and once again, as you were saying, Mrs. Cantor, formerly with Goldman Sachs, who received $10 billion in the bailout, obviously was a beneficiary of this. I mean, you know, as you close your piece, you say a moron can see that Cantor obviously appears to have a personal financial stake and conflict in the spousal exemption.
Well,
and
course
with
the, he
yeah,
does.
The offshore.
I mean, there's no question that he does. But we've just got to remember, you know, Eric Cantor's a great flip-flopper. He gets the bills the way he wants them before he supports them. I mean, he's got a lot of John Kerry in it. He was against it before he was for it. And that was the case, you know, with the Stock Act. When it first came over there, there was a provision in the bailout that said that the money had to go to individuals and small businesses, you know, to help get the economy cranked up again. Well, he was against that. Well, when it came back the next time, he stripped out that portion of it, which allowed, you know, the big banks to go ahead and do more mergers and more acquisitions, and now the too big to fail are even too bigger to fail.
Yeah.
And it's just another case of him selling himself and selling his soul for personal political gain. And it's a shame. And I feel like a Baptist preacher sometimes when I get out talking about this. I get so, you know, passionate and, quite frankly, you know, outright mad over it. I mean, this is America, and we've got to the point now where we've got a coin-operated government. And people say, you know, why doesn't Congress work? Just follow the money.
Yep.
And you can see why it doesn't work. And we can get Eric Cantor, but it's like, you know, Tom Wolfe said in The Right Stuff, no bucks, no Buck Rogers.
Yes.
And if the money will start coming in, and your people have been great, and I hope they will continue to be great. In fact, we're going to have a fundraiser out there in L.A., and if there's any listeners there, you know, who want to get involved in this, you know, we'd appreciate them calling the campaign office.
When is that?
We haven't scheduled it yet.
Okay.
We're getting our different sponsors together, but we certainly hope all of y'all come.
All of us will in that southern speak of you.
That's right.
Yours. Well, I'm sure Eric Cantor has thanked you for providing this new information to him about what... What happened in your...
Well, one of his... They came out of the darkness, and AP last week said, and this was a big deal for us, they're covering two House of Representatives races in Virginia. They were just going to cover one, and now they've added ours. So that's a big shot in the arm, but they did a story, and... anyway, Cantor's dude in his political shop said that I was full of bovine excrement. And I said, that sounds nasty.
Yeah. Hey, Mudd, you've been advising campaigns for a long time. Obviously, we have this new poll showing the president up in the battlegrounds. Romney, of course, has just had this disastrous overseas trip. What is your sense right now?
I think it's a toss-up, Stephanie. I think that... You know, we're going to continue to have to fight on this. Of course, Obama's been spending, you know, an incredible amount of money, and that America the Beautiful ad was beautiful.
Yes.
You know, with Mitt Romney selling America the Beautiful, and then talk about how Mitt Romney wants to give our country away.
Yeah.
A la Eric Cantor. Yeah, we're just giving the country away. That's all we're doing right now.
What? Who do you think his vice presidential pick's going to be?
I absolutely have no idea. I would, you know, they're vetting people 100 miles an hour. You know, usually I think the best thing to do, is to pick somebody who can give you a state. So I think I would put, you know, Marco Rubio types at the top of the list. But the truth of the matter is there's only been one election in my lifetime where the VP choice made a difference, and that was, you know, 1960 with LBJ. Given, you know, JFK, Texas, Louisiana, and, you know, a host of other southern states.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, speaking of southern states.
But he will get a bump out of it. You'll see the polls change regardless of who they pick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it going to take the heat off the tax situation and the Bain situation? Is he going to be able to skate on all that without revealing anything?
I don't think so. Mitt Romney comes off as an elitist. And the one thing that America hates right now is elitist. I think Madeline and I, Stowe and I were talking about it, and I think that's the reason for the success of revenge, is that people are just so anti-elite right now.
Yes.
And Mitt Romney, you know, he's the type of guy that gets out of the shower to take a leak. he's just not going to sell with blue-collar American middle class. He's, you know, been hit so tragically in all this crap.
He probably wears tasseled loafers in the shower.
You know what? I'm going to need a mat in here because I'm falling hard for Mudcat Saunders every time I talk to him.
You were mentioned in the Sexy Liberal show, by the way. I was doing Eric Cantor, and I said, Mudcat? What's a Mudcat? Sounds like something to leave a stain on my Lyndhurst Collection Persian rug.
That's right. You were a guest star at Sexy Liberal in Los Angeles on Saturday night.
Absolutely. That's great.
Hey, Mud, speaking of Southern stuff, so this Chick-fil-A controversy is going on, and, man, we hear the same stuff over and over again about bigotry, you know, that, oh, you're trying to squelch their free speech, blah, blah, blah. Somebody wrote me from Alabama and said, oh, I saw Chick-fil-A bags everywhere, that people don't realize, you know, they're supporting bigotry.
Well, I don't want to... I'm obviously for gay rights and gay equality. I worked for the Commonwealth Coalition in 2006 fighting the marriage amendment.
Right.
But in all honesty, I wish this thing would go away. And it's just we've made such, you know, great strides with gay equality, and to put it, you know, right now in the middle of the presidential election and start dividing people again and bringing up this issue when the numbers are moving so great in our election, I wish they would have held off to next year, because they're, you know, it's just it's divisive, and I don't think right now the movement, and like I said, I'm all for it.
Well, I think, Mud, what people have been bringing up is how come it's okay to boycott the Dixie Chicks and burn their records when, if some people say, I don't want to support a company that supports, you know, gives money to anti-gay causes.
I'm 100% in agreement with you.
But just talking about the
deal
timing.
That I think the timing is wrong.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with states like Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio that have a lot of traditional voters, and they're moving our way, and they're moving to our way of thought. And I just wish that it wouldn't happen now. I wish they'd have waited till December and then took a wire brush to them then.
All right, Mud, when you come out for the fundraiser, I will be with you and take you out for some non-biggity chicken here in Hollywood where you are a superstar. All right.
Well, Brian and Madeline will go with us, so we'll have us a big time.
All right. All right. Mudcat Saunders in his very first regular segment here on the Stephanie Miller Show every Thursday. Mud, we love you.
We love you too. Here.
All right. You. All right, honey. Talk to you soon.
Powell4VA.com.
Yes.
That wire brush to him. I just
love him.
I want to date him and kiss him. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. What the hell was that?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I'm not sure if I am or not.
What? No?
All right.
Down with
her. All right.
I'm down with
her. What?
I'm down with her.
Yeah, why not? 23. Why not, paid friends? 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Debbie in New Hampshire, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you? It's funny because I'm not looking at you guys on my TV. There's a commercial on. Mike, I wanted to make a comment about this taxes and releasing the taxes of Mitt Romney.
Yes.
This is a play that Mitt Romney also did in 2004 in Massachusetts. He was they forced him to release information of his taxes because of the issue where he was living or residing. He did the exact thing where he refused to do it until he was pressed and pressed and kept insisting that we needed to just take his word for it.
Yeah.
And when the taxes were released, it showed that he actually filed taxes in Utah, but he was saying that he was living in Massachusetts.
Yeah, he's very shady. He's just always been very shady.
He is. The Constitution of Massachusetts says that in order for you to even run for governor or any office, you must reside for at least, I believe that the report said, 7 years.
Yeah.
He had to, he actually went retroactively and tried to do that.
Yeah. It's not regular folk stuff, the retroactively retiring, You can sign.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can sign SEC filings, and like the same rules apparently don't apply to you.
No.
Yeah.
They're
oh, by the
people's
way,
rules.
I asked the guy that owns the show if I could get that deal, if I could retroactively retire and just phone in suggestions to you guys and still get paid.
What do you say? No?
She says no.
Only if you live in Mitt Romney's son's basement.
Why? Why can't I just be drinking box wine in Mitt Romney's son's basement and just call in every now and again? You got stuck without me. More fart jokes. Bye. Then I just hang up, and then I would expect my check. Well, make sure my check is in time. All right, hey. Seemed like a perfectly plausible plan to me.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the alcohol and Mitt Romney's son's basement.
I can't imagine Rich Uncle Moneybags would go for it.
Guess who our new handsome romantic keynote speaker is? Julian Castro, the mayor of San Antonio.
Oh, nice.
Right? He is.
He is quite handsome. He's a good-looking fellow.
Well, they're saying he's the new Barack Obama because remember Barack Obama gave the keynote at the member.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That was 8 years ago. He is going to deliver the keynote. He is went to Stanford, Harvard Law School.
Mm-hmm.
Told Time Magazine once he is a strong supporter of affirmative action because I've seen it work in my own life.
Wow.
And I'm looking forward to that speech. You know, looking forward to that. And the big dog.
Big dog.
Good time will be had by all in Charlotte. All right.
You're going to be drunk the whole time.
My Republican mom probably is thrilled that the city's going to be lousy with liberals. Cindy in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
First of all, I got a chance to talk to your new guy, T-Bone.
T-Bone.
Nice guy.
Nice.
Great guy.
Yes.
And on the way to the bank this morning, I went past a church, and they had a quote from Leviticus, and then underneath it they said Chick-fil-A was right. So the first thought I had was Leviticus.
Meaning, why did they serve bacon sandwiches then in the morning?
Yeah, and sausage biscuits.
Mm-hmm. And fried shrimp.
Yeah, right.
So
they're going to hell.
Then I get to my bank, and I'm looking through the pamphlets to check out what kind of accounts, you know, the disclosures for accounts and stuff. And way down at the end of the pamphlets, I won't say the name of the bank. It's one of them that did take bailout, but they're doing the right thing here. It says valuing the GLBT community.
Oh.
And it goes into great detail about talking about the benefits that they give to their, not only to their customers, but to the employees. Same gender, domestic partner medical benefits, adoption assistance.
Oh, great. Great.
You know, all kinds of great stuff. So I went and I took the pamphlet into the general manager and told them thank you.
Oh, good.
And I think maybe if people know that, you know, wherever you do business, if you know that people are openly supportive,
right,
to just say thank you. And I think someone needs to delve in, like that other caller that said that Chick-fil-A had been discriminating against the employees.
Yeah,
they
well,
need
that's,
to find
right.
examples of where they have been doing this, because I think some people think it's just a free speech issue
right.
or that guy had an opinion.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And by the way, did she say, I think it's LGBT is what she meant, unless she was talking about a BLT and something else.
I'd go for a BLT right now.
My point is, me thinks that she's right, that Chick-fil-A, they're very choosy about Leviticus. They're treating it like a Chinese menu. They can pick and choose which
right,
things
right.
they like and they don't like from
no,
that.
No, the pork and shrimp thing, no, not, no.
No, no. That's ridiculous.
Blend slacks rule now.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to cut my hair at the temples,
no,
thank you.
Chicks speaking in public. Yeah, kind of on the
okay,
fence about that.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll get me slightly
hey,
stoned.
Hey, speaking of chicks, you know, there's a new chick, Sheryl Sandberg, first female member of Facebook's board of directors. A new report says that businesses with women on their boards outperformed comparably sized companies with all male boards by 26%.
Hmm.
So take that and your moop snoots.
Chicks know what they're doing.
Yeah, right? Okay, 29.
But then they get so emotional.
Shut up! 29 minutes. Somebody, oh, wait, though. I'll tell T-Bone. Somebody called T-Bone with dating advice for me. I'll
oh,
tell
great.
You that next.
Uh-oh,
okay.
Wow.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Take your time, amigo. I'm okay as long as I have...
Stephanie Miller.
The fun's infectious.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson of the great state of Texas coming up in just a few minutes.
Are
this
you
hour,
whistling?
Brought,
yes.
Is that a nose whistle? Or
yeah.
Are you getting older? Oh, it's a regular one. Okay. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. What was the nose whistle bit we were doing last week? I can't remember.
Did we do one?
I don't remember.
I remember doing one.
I don't remember.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Kevin in Minneapolis. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kev.
Hi.
Hi.
I just remember Chris bringing up the idea of the states probably out of line that we're talking about investigating or not allowing Chick-fil-A into their
areas. Mayors and aldermen of various cities, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think basically it was a matter of hiring practices that they were worried about and investigating whether or not they were discriminating.
Yeah, and that would be fair, Chris, if they felt like they don't want to have businesses, you know, that discriminate.
Right. Well, it's against the law in these states to discriminate against gays, basically, in Illinois, anyway.
Yeah.
And also,
I don't think Chick-fil-A as a company has a policy that says that they don't hire gays.
No, it's probably true, but that's the thing. They'll investigate that. If they find out they do, then basically they do it.
But until they find something out, I don't think it's right for them to ban, you know, this business from their cities.
I agree. I mean, basically, I don't think they'll do that without that. But
right.
Also, Mudcat brought up the point that it's a bad timing to bring up the gay marriage. But I live in Minnesota, and basically...
Did he mean gay marriage, or did he mean the Chick-fil-A stuff?
Well, I think the whole idea of...
He said that
gay marriage.
This whole Chick-fil-A situation is probably not the best time for it during a presidential election.
I don't know who brought up the Chick-fil-A thing first. I think it was the owner.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's actually a good point. All right. Oh, Jim, look. Oh, this is your pet peeve, people texting while driving.
Yeah.
Peter Frampton?
Yeah.
What? He was injured in a car accident. He claims it's because a woman driver was texting behind the wheel instead of watching the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He tweeted, texting woman. I wonder if he was tweeting while driving. That would be. He
ironic.
Was texting woman driver, ran into the back of me while I was stationary in traffic on the 101.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, that's Jim's issue.
Happen all the time. People running red lights while they're texting, and then you honk at them, they look up for a second and go right back to texting.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I wonder if he has one of those voice things on his Twitter.
Well, there was another guy who drove off a cliff because he was texting.
Really?
That's in the news today, too.
Yeah.
Really?
There was a video going around of a guy who was texting on a train platform in Philadelphia, and he fell off the train platform, hit right onto his head on the train tracks
below.
Did
he get killed by the train?
No.
Too bad.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
I just know. Right. It's really dangerous to text while you're driving, and people just keep
my breaking
it,
news BFF is on the phone.
Oh.
Jackie Schechner, because we miss her. We had her live all day yesterday.
Hi, Jackie.
Good morning.
I have two things to talk to you about. Number one, since you're a healthcare geek, Kathleen Sebelius yesterday, take a listen.
We're here to mark a new day for women's health in America.
Right? This is an exciting day. A lot of this stuff, you got us nice things like health care before you came to work with us.
A whole bunch of preventive services that were, that became, I hate to say the word free, because essentially you pay for them with your health care premiums, but essentially a whole bunch of stuff is now included in the amount of money that you pay for your insurance premiums.
And shouldn't, Kathleen Sebelius said this yesterday, shouldn't this really be what this is about?
No woman should have to choose between seeing her doctor and putting food on the table for her family.
Yeah, right? I mean, this seems like such a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they were finding is that there were a lot of preventive services like mammograms or screenings like HPV screenings, things like that, that women were foregoing because the copays were too high or because it was money they just didn't have to spend. The deductibles were too high. There was too much money coming out of pocket. So while people are paying their premiums, the additional fees that were tacked on for these preventive services ended up being cost prohibitive for a lot of women. And so what happens in that circumstance is it ends up being more expensive down the line because people aren't getting screened early and there's not any sort of mechanism in place to catch these things early on. So they went through and they took a look at some of these things that could be included as part of your premium expenditure, and they've now made them free in quotations so that you don't have to pay extra.
Right. And so the Partnership for Women and Families, they said this yesterday.
No longer will women go without birth control because they can't afford the copays.
And you know, as my new BFF, I'm constantly calling you and saying, could you go and buy me some more contraceptive devices because I don't I can't afford the copay. And you just, you're constantly hauling giant vats of, you know, condoms and stuff to my house.
Well,
right?
If you stopped wearing those tight lace dresses with no underwear, we wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, yes! Throwing out the guilt. Awesome.
All right. And the other
In case so people understand, you have to look at the pictures from Sexy Liberal.
Oh, LA Sexy Liberal.
Yeah. I'm not just making this up. This is
it's a fact.
As my BFF.
A very tight, very lacy black dress. So
this is how you know she's my BFF, because after I got off stage, she didn't say, oh, great show, or that was great. She just said, we don't want the whole world to see your cooter. See?
Well, the saving grace for me is that when you said you were tweeting out a picture of it,
yes.
I thought to myself, oh, thank God she doesn't use Twitter.
Oh, right.
So that was was a pretend tweet of your private area.
It was a joke.
I don't even think she knows the password to her own Twitter account.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Can you tune into that, please, just so we don't get these accidental private tweets?
I think the password is cooter.
She did now.
You guys are like, oh, Steph's drunk again.
Yeah,
all right,
okay,
delete.
Yeah, right.
All right, and the other reason I wanted you to call us is because you're a crazy cat lady, and we have a crazy cat lady story for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Now,
all right, go ahead.
How is Emmy settling in? Because Emmy's in her new apartment now, your cat.
My cat is fabulous. I do have a cat named Emmy. She is royally spoiled.
Yeah.
And she is beautifully happy in the new apartment. She owns it. She's excited. It's totally hers. And she drinks out of the sink, which means she meows in the middle of the night to wake me up to turn the sink on for her. It's incredibly pleasant, and we wonder why I'm single. Go ahead.
And the reason I'm single is that Max every night comes upstairs and looks, gives me a dirty look, and that's my cue to open the door for him to get out on the deck.
We are slaves to our pets. How pathetic is that?
You have a dog door.
No, he needs to get on the bedroom deck, and I need to open the door no matter how tired I am.
Oh, my God.
That's why we're friends. And we're both pathetic.
We're both losers.
But we have five cats, though, so
because
yeah, Jim.
We're not.
Well, because you're new here to Hollywood, I'm wanting to offer you Katy Perry has a cat shrink in case Emmy needs any kind of help.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's crazier than I am.
Yes.
Do you know the name of her cat?
Kitty Purry and Krusty the Cat.
Yeah.
Kitty Purry.
Kitty Purry. See, I didn't name my cat after myself.
She's
a little overboard.
It is.
Yes, she has hired a cat shrink to work on her pet's bad behavior. The cat whisperer is now working with her cats to communicate with them and calm them down.
That Jackson Galaxy guy?
Oh, I love that. Is that the guy with the guitar case?
Yes,
the cat
it
poison?
Is.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. My Cat from Hell, I think, is the show that is on. Yes.
That's such a great show.
Love that show.
Jim Ward is also a kitty whisperer, but of a different kind.
What?
Huh?
The thing about that Cat from Hell show is it's like, oh, my cat scratched my fiancé's eyes out. How do we make this work?
Right.
It's like, really? It's pretty extreme. It's like, we'll just build him an outdoor habitat.
Yeah.
He'll be happy. It's like, come on.
The story says Katy sees her cats more like friends than pets. She often talks to Kitty and Krusty. Do you have long conversations with Emmy like I do with Max and Fran?
Well, I start and she walks away.
Cats are not as good.
I think I've heard this one already.
Yeah.
Stop complaining.
Cats aren't good conversationalists.
Oh, my God. Are you drunk? I've heard this story before. Oh, my God. Whatever.
This was in yesterday's news.
Yeah, then they turn around and put their butt in your face.
Exactly, right?
Right.
Katy Perry needs to write a new song, California Cat Whisper, Crazy Cat Lady, something.
Yeah, that rolls off the tongue.
Something. I don't know.
It does make me feel a little bit better about myself that someone like Katy Perry is a little crazier with her cat than I am.
Well, she has a cat shrink, which who knew? So,
but she has the money to have a cat shrink. Does the cat have to lie down on the couch?
It's money I don't want to spend. It can be spent elsewhere.
Exactly.
Because I'm the friend that shops at overkill.com, so I would get you a cat shrink if you needed it.
I love that. Yeah, we don't have overstock.com. We have overkill.com. Whenever Stephanie wants to get something, she's like, would this be too much? I'm like, yes, a new car would be too much, Stephanie.
We're just really excited you're here. All right. All right, crazy cat lady. Thanks. We love you.
We love you guys too. Miss you.
We were feeling kind of clingy that we got to hang out with you in person, so we'll be just calling you every now and again.
Yeah,
just,
that works for me. I'm happy to pick up the phone.
Hooray.
What you thinking about, funny face?
What are you doing now?
Why so distant?
Penny for your thoughts.
All right, bye, crazy cat.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Robert in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple things I'd like to talk about, but I'm probably going to get that button pushed on me.
Uh-oh.
First off,
You know, they talk about the Muslim and the Sharia law and everything.
Yes.
The biggest regime is the Republican Party. They suppress everybody and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're all about.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah. All right. You're okay.
Yeah.
You were almost going to get the button, but go ahead.
Oh no. Yesterday, when you guys were at the Hilton.
Yes.
I went there, but I left because I couldn't pay the parking pay, $8 an hour.
Oh. You're going to come by, but you can. Okay. All right. Well, that was probably best.
Stalker.
Okay. Thank you, Beverly Hilton, for having an $8 parking fee. All right. Let's.
Yeah, that was a little exorbitant, I must say. I'm not used to paying Beverly Hills prices.
Did you get to pay that?
No, well, no.
I had to pay $12.
Well, no.
So the show cost us money yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. I should have broken into that minibar. See? All right.
That's a little exorbitant.
All right. I
I'm not used to paying Beverly Hills parking prices.
All right. So, by the way, we just have to update on what's going on with the Jacksons. WTF with the Jacksons today, because it's by law, we're required here in Hollywood to cover this.
Yeah, apparently.
Catherine Jackson furious with her son Randy for trying to overthrow the executors of Michael Jackson's estate. Meanwhile, Diana Ross is in the mix now.
Well, because she was supposed to be the... something.
It was in his will that if his mother was unable to care for them, Diana Ross?
Right.
I need to... You know what? If something happens to me, Lady Gaga... Max and Fred, I need to make some arrangements. What's happening? Diana Ross will sign off on a new custody agreement, which so she's sharing custody with Tito's son or
whatever.
This is all getting very...
Well, Diana Ross was like a mother figure to Michael, and so he felt like he could trust her. So that's why she's in the mix.
Right. All right. Well, my mom will get Max and Fred, and then if not, Lady Gaga. I just need to pick some bizarre diva next.
Your mom will get Lady Gaga?
No.
I think Lady Gaga can take care of herself.
My mom gets custody of Lady Gaga if something happens to me. All right, 46 minutes.
Ooh, I'd like to see that collision of personalities.
Pink needs to be in the mix somehow. I don't know. All right.
I think Pink would do a better job of raising your dogs than...
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I hereby... See, now you have audio of this.
Okay.
Pink will take care of my dogs.
All right.
Right after she goes, who the hell is...
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. This is funny.
What?
David writes, Steph, if you ever find yourself at Chick-fil-A and want to order something, make sure you get the biggity-biggity chicken with boogity-boogity cheese.
Yes, exactly.
That's an Aisha Tyler thing.
Yay.
By the way, Aisha Tyler will be in the documentary. Current has just announced yesterday.
Nice.
That was one of our big announcements at the Hilton. Current is doing a sexy liberal documentary. It will air in September. All kinds of juicy behind-the-scenes backstage shenanigans.
I know.
With John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Aisha Tyler and I, all of us. It's a whole thing. Some was filmed in Madison. Some was filmed in Boston. And then we have some, I think, just like rolling backstage stuff from like the first...
Hanging from the chandelier.
Madison show.
Yes.
From the first L.A. show.
Hanging from his claws in the ceiling. Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of which, Annie writes... Oh, it's a love letter to Roland.
Oh.
Oh, all right, we'll do a love letter. Our hero, Steph, I heard you talk about some sexy liberal announcements and more stuff. Yeah, I think a big one tomorrow. Big,
okay.
Huge.
With John Fugelsang here.
Huge. John Fugelsang, who has a new show.
Yeah.
He's going to have a new show on Current. My spinoff, My Mod.
So proud of him.
My Mod.
Ah, jeez.
I'm so happy because I was getting very worried sexy liberal was going to be ending, and it means so much to us in the middle of the country. Yes, I was... hoping that as well.
Yes.
No.
You're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Thank you on behalf of everyone. I'm a 4-time sexy liberal showgoer. That's a Steph head.
Yeah.
2 in Minneapolis, 1 in Chicago, 1 in Albuquerque. Wow. Can't wait to add to my list. Thanks, Roland, for answering our emails and questions on Facebook. We know he probably has a million other things to do, like pick out your dresses. as my pimp.
Yeah.
This is Hollywood. What's your dream? Come on, pretty woman. He quoted pretty woman one more time to me. I was going to... smack him.
We were on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, we were. What's your dream?
That's what the Pantages is.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. Katrine, by the way, speaking of sexy liberals, she's a staff, long-time podcast subscriber, fan of the Stephanie Miller Show. Find myself simpatico with all of you in so many ways, not least of which is my preference for a box wine, with a box wine. Listening to your show, however, has brought me an invitation of sorts into a healthier lifestyle. I've decided to devote Wednesdays, in honor of Hal Sparks and his clean, drug, and alcohol-free living, to my day without drugs or alcohol, and calling it Dry Hump Day with a Hal. Dry humpingly yours, Katrine.
I see what you did there.
Get dry humping with Hal. All right. Which we couldn't do yesterday because we had to do our, you know, our show from the Beverly Hilton with all the current folk and all that. Hopefully, Hal will be back next Wednesday.
He's actually shooting a movie next Wednesday.
Oh, is he?
Yes. So.
All right. He'll be back.
He will be back.
John Fugelsang, Sexy Liberal, tomorrow.
Yep.
One more unsolicited testimonial. Mark in Newtington, Connecticut. Says, Steph, just want to tell you, I've been a podcast subscriber for several years. I had to endure a medical procedure today done under local anesthesia. My podcast helped me get through it. Yeah, a lot of, you know, we've gotten through a lot of people through, you know, proctological things.
Yeah, but if you're laughing, you don't want to be splitting sutures and
it
stuff like that.
It will distract you. If you're having anything shoved up any orifice, please buy the podcast, won't you?
I think laughing during a colonoscopy is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, just, you know.
Listen, you don't want your doctor saying, oops.
No,
it's a bad sign. Oh, boy. That's going to be bad. Lucy in Vermont. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Stephanie. This is my first time on your show, or actually the first time I've actually seen your show, and I'm thrilled to death to have discovered you.
Oh, thank you. I was afraid that sentence wasn't going to end well for me, but thank you.
I was born in a very conservative family. I'm basically the only liberal, and you can imagine some of the arguments around the table.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, one of the things that I was going to bring up, I will put aside for a moment, but I just wanted to tell you quickly about insurance and copays. I worked for a medical monopoly for about 6 years. And every October we would get like a 4 or 5% raise, and you know, you would get to enjoy it until January 1st, and then they would raise our insurance premiums, that are the portion that we paid, about 4 to 5%. So basically, our income would remain flat, and it remained flat the 7 years I was there. So I ask everyone who thinks they've got great insurance and they're working for a large corporation to add up not only what they pay, as far as, you know, coming out of their income for their portion, plus every single copay, and they will find, as I did, that basically they are better off looking at Obama's plan, and socialized medicine is not a bad thing.
Yeah, well, thank you. Exactly. That's why Mitt Romney complimented Israel's system, which apparently is so spectacular, including their mandate.
That's fabulous. It's a fabulous program.
Flarn. Okay, well, it's not really news when Lindsay Lohan gets an offender bender, so that happened.
Okay,
but
again.
It's news when she doesn't.
Right.
It's news in L.A. when she does not. However, she apparently was very hesitant to shoot a steamy sex scene. She's so shy, as you know.
Yeah.
She was just in Playboy, for God's sake.
Right, that's what I was thinking. And you can see her cooter every time she gets out of a car.
Yeah.
She's like me at the Sex Pro Show, but every day. the scene required her to go topless, but she was uncomfortable, so she asked the whole crew to strip down to their boxers. And so they did, and so then she did, and all's end well.
All's well that ends well.
Hmm. Or ends naked, and that's all.
Well, close to naked.
Good. Okay. T.J. Holmes, CNN anchor T.J. Holmes, stopped by cops for driving while black. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
He was 1 mile from his Atlanta home. He was pulled over. He live-tweeted the entire stop. He said, driving while black ain't no joke. Holmes noted that twice the officer speaking with him was having trouble articulating the reason he'd been pulled over. The officer, Holmes goes on to claim, just wanted to verify he had car insurance. I kid you not.
Uh-huh. You can't be pulled over just for car insurance verification.
Yeah.
You look like a guy who wouldn't have car insurance. Oh, I'm saying.
That sucks.
Yeah. I've had that happen to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Beverly Hills. Driving while black in Beverly Hills. No.
Computer says no.
Yeah.
No.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour. That's it for us. John Fugelsang tomorrow, all 3 hours.
Yep.
Sexy liberal. Brand new current TV star.
Absolutely. Senator Bernie Sanders on the big show tomorrow as well.
Oh, very, very exciting.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, T-Bone on phones and drums out there. Courtney, Jackie, everybody in the current control room.
Kelby,
or as I call him, Shelby. See you tomorrow.
Richard Shelby is in the control room.
Stephanie Miller Show.